Our scripture reading today is from two passages in the New Testament part of the Bible. First reading from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, just this one verse. This is Jesus speaking. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And now I want to turn with you to the letter that Paul wrote to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 4, reading beginning at verse 2, Colossians 4. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You are the salt of the earth. That is a tremendous compliment. It's such an over-the-top thing to say that actually I don't know if I've said it to anybody. Seemed like it would just make us conceited to hear that we are the salt of the earth. I have used it, though, when I'm talking about someone else. When I'm talking with a friend and we're referring to another person of our acquaintance who I have tremendous respect for, I might say, That person, that guy, he's the salt of the earth, meaning that he's the real deal, that he's genuine and he's good and exactly what he should be. Jesus, in this Sermon on the Mount, and what we read, this one verse is actually from quite near the beginning of a longer passage, longer sermon that Jesus gave, that's called the Sermon on the Mount. And it's interesting that he says to his disciples, you are the salt of the earth. He doesn't say, if you obey my commands, you will be the salt of the earth. He doesn't say, If you go where I call you to go, I promise you, you will be the salt of the earth. Doesn't do that. He says to them simply, clearly, plainly, as a statement of fact, you are the salt of the earth. So it's a revelation, it's a blessing, it's a privilege for us to hear from our Lord himself that kind of identification, that he says, this is who we are. Now, if that is indeed what we are, and it is what we are because Jesus has said that's exactly who we are, it's good for us to understand what does it mean that we are that. What does it mean that I am, that you are, the salt of the earth? Well, in ancient times, we have to think, what did salt mean for Jesus? What did salt mean for those who heard him speak? And there were different functions of salt, all of which have something to say about what it means for us to be the salt of the earth. The first thing that we would notice, and it was true then, it's true now, We talked about that with our friend Sally just a little while ago, that salt brings flavor. That's so many things that if it does not have salt on it, it isn't very good. In the mornings, I like to have an egg for breakfast. Eggs without salt they're not horrid, they're not wretched, but they're not very satisfying. I sometimes will take a bite of my egg, I did forget the salt, and the one thing I need to do right away is get some salt and put it on, because salt enhances the flavor. Salt brings it out. It makes it enjoyable. And think that you are the salt in the world. When God, our Father, the Creator, looks down on the earth, and if He sees the earth that is lacking you, or lacking His church, lacking God's people, it just isn't very satisfying. It isn't as delightful to God as it is when we are in it. And so we say we must be involved in the earth so that it is pleasing to God. It talks in Scripture about our worship being a sacrifice of praise, and that the smoke that comes up from our sacrifices is received by God as a pleasing aroma that delights Him. When you are in the world showing yourself to be a disciple of Christ, you are bringing that aroma to God and pleasing His heart, delighting Him, that as He looks at the world, say, it is better because of my people. It is pleasing to me because they're in it. We are the salt of the earth. Well, that's one dimension of what salt is. Another dimension of it is that there is, and certainly in the ancient times, even in modern times, a preservative dimension to salt. Maybe you've seen pictures of cod. Remember in the Maritimes and in Newfoundland, my daughter is a Newfoundlander, and we've been there and we've seen cod that has been caught, and pictures of it. There's not so much being caught right now while the stocks are replenished. But the fishermen would catch the fish and they would splay them open and they would pack them in salt. And they would dry out, and the salt would preserve the flesh of these fish so that much later, when the people received this salted cod, it could be put in water, desalinated, and could be eaten, and it would be good. It would be healthy for them. If that salt was not put on that fish would not last. That fish would experience the corruption and decay that comes from the rotting of flesh that is left in the open. But with the salt, it was preserved and acceptable to be made into food for people. The world is a creation of God. God made the world. Remember the story from Genesis chapter 1? He called into being every part of it. And when He looked at it, He says, "This is good." But we know that something happened after He created, that sin was brought into the world. And that sin is a corrupting, destructive force on the good creation of God. And left to its own devices, sin in the world would consume and destroy the world. It needs salt. Salt to be protected, salt to be preserved. And what is the salt in the world? You are the salt of the world. And together we are called to be in the world as an agent that prevents the decay from going too far, to allow the world to be a place that can still have some goodness seen in it. So that the day when Christ returns, he will make all things new and he will finish the work of reclaiming, restoring, renewing all creation. But until he comes, we are the salt in the world that is preserving this until the day of Christ's appearing. You are the salt. Another thing that salt does is salt can heal. Maybe you remember when you were a kid and you got a sore throat, and your grandma would say, well, what you need to do is you need to gargle with salt water. I know I heard that. And you tried to gargle with salt water, and it seemed kind of weird and awkward, but you tried to do it, and it actually did help. I remember years ago, earlier in my career as a minister, I was a missionary in the Philippines, and we were there with our children. And kids are kids, you know, they play, and they get bumps, and they get bruises, and they get nicks and scratches. And in a tropical country, those kind of nicks and scratches can become infected, and it's something you really got to keep your eye on. When we saw that the kids were getting scratched up, and if we saw that maybe they were starting to get a little red around the sores, which is a sign that maybe infection is starting, we would take them to the ocean, which was right close to where we lived, and we would say, into the water, kids. And that salt water, and maybe some of it even stung a little bit on these scratches. But there was nothing better to prevent infection from taking place than that purifying work of salt in the water. You are the salt of the earth. And that means that you, in the name of Christ, by the goodness of the Lord, by his creation and by his revelation, you have a healing purpose in this world. That you can indeed go to people and bring healing. Healing of broken hearts, healing of despair. Healing from not knowing which way to go in confusion. Maybe even, if it is a spiritual gift you've been given, maybe even the gift of healing. Maybe your touch and your word and your blessing will bring physical healing. We know that it's possible. But we are called to be agents of healing in the world. What a privilege for us. You are the salt of the world. Now, Jesus said, as we have already noted, that this is simply who we are. That's not up for debate. Who are you? You are the salt of the earth. But our friend Sally showed us a good point, and it's one that we should really take note of. It is possible for the world to be here, and we as salt to be here, and say, we're going to keep our old saltiness to ourselves. We're going to preserve our saltiness in our own little community, and we are not going to be the salt that actually benefits the earth, even as we are people that are in the earth. We are called to be the salt of the earth. And if you wonder, does it matter? Does it make any difference? There's something about salt that's really interesting. That once it gets into something, it's almost impossible to get it out of something. If you are swimming in the ocean and you get thirsty, you know that you're not going to drink the water that is there because it has too much salt in it. It's not good for you to drink salt water. That's not how you take salt. You don't drink it out of the ocean water. And there's stories of poor sufferers who were shipwrecked, and they were screaming out of need for water, and even as they were in the middle of an ocean, they couldn't drink it. You just can't get salt out of the water once it's in, unless you got really expensive equipment and desalination plants. But for anyone like us, when water has salt in it, there's no getting it out. Well, when the Lord pours us into the world, there is no getting us out. We are there to be the influence, to be the agents of flavor enhancement that bring glory to God. We are to be those that preserve from destruction this world. We are the ones who are to be agents of healing. We are in the world, and we are called to be the salt of the earth. It is a wonder to be so blessed, to have the privilege, to have the Son of God Himself say that of us, and for Him to transform us by His grace into people who can be the salt of the earth. My friends, my prayer for you and my prayer for myself is that we recognize who and what we are, and then have the courage and the vision to carry it out. You are the salt of the earth. Amen.